Dutchess County Democratic Elections Commissioner Fran Knapp and former Dutchess County Republican Elections Commissioner David Gamache pleaded not guilty in Dutchess County Court Tuesday. Knapp was arraigned on 46 felony charges and 48 misdemeanor charges, while Gamache was arraigned on one felony misconduct charge and three misdemeanor charges for allegedly certifying votes cast in the November 2012 election, which reflected altered votes in two districts in the town of Pine Plains. Knapp was similarly charged, though the bulk of the charges against her focus on allegedly allowing the names of designated agents of absentee voters to be changed on the computer without the knowledge of the absentee voters. Here's Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a Republican.
We have witnessed, really across the country, sadly, but in the state of New York, at best a circus, at worst criminal activity that really has tarnished the public service process and the political system.
The elections commissioners are appointed by the county legislature. As to what happens next in reference to Knapp, Molinaro says the following is the first step.
The chairman of the legislature and I will be meeting today with legal counsel to at least discuss both the nature of the allegations and the rights of either the legislature, the county as a whole, or the state of New York, as commissioners of elections are agents of the state, and then determine what is the best and most appropriate step.
Knapp faces other charges, including one stemming from September 2012 for allegedly fraudulently signing a poll watcher certificate on behalf of State Senate Republican primary candidate Neil DiCarlo. When asked whether he would call for Knapp to step down, Molinaro said,
I certainly think that every effort must be made, either voluntarily or administratively, to ensure that the integrity of the process is restored and preserved, and that there is no question of impropriety moving forward. Beyond that, I'll reserve my opinion and judgment.
Barbara Bartoletti is legislative director for the League of Women Voters of New York State.
Horrendous for the voters who need to have confidence that the election system, the voting systems, work in their communities.
She says if the cases are not straightened out and voter confidence is not restored, voter distrust could impact the 2014 gubernatorial and state legislative elections. Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, whose district includes most of Dutchess County, is up for re-election in 2014.
There just cannot be any doubt that the public has the full trust in the integrity of our democratic process, and clearly today there is doubt in that. And so I hope that the legal process takes the course it needs to take to rectify this.
He says the allegations are disturbing.
Campaign and election reform has been a top priority of mine, and so I'm very concerned about these allegations against the cornerstone of our electoral process here in Dutchess County.
County Executive Molinaro, a former state assemblyman who was a ranking minority member on the Election Law Committee, says election reform and transparency is needed, especially given the allegations in his county.
What is alarming to me is the broad nature of the allegations, the breadth and scope of the allegations.
The League of Women Voters Bartoletti says the allegations bring to mind actions outside the U.S.
In emerging democracies, you see all of this type of thing trying to manipulate the vote. But in a country like the United States, where we and our local communities, where we pride ourselves on having the voters have their say, and that's how our democracy works, this is extraordinarily bad for democracy as a whole, never mind the local voters.
A message left for Knapp was not returned in time for this broadcast. Dutchess County Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Haight, in an emailed statement, says, quote, Commissioner Knapp deserves her day in court like anyone else. However, her many years of deceit and gross misconduct may have fooled the public up until now, but I highly doubt she will be able to fool a Dutchess County jury of her peers, end of quote. Both Haight and Knapp have battled verbally for some time. Both cases are due back in court August 12th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.